for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew back from his triumphant visit to the hospital.
Triumphant, baby.
Drew had a hernia surgery Friday morning. He's been laid up for about 3 days. Dr. Bruce filled in for him last night.
I appreciate it. I thought I was going to, based on how it was described to me, I'd be in here Sunday night.
Yeah. No?
No.
No. Well.
No.
They didn't know you're puss.
No.
So, Cole is here tonight, by the way.
Hello.
And, hi, guys. Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you, too, man.
Never had Cole on the show before, have we, Drew?
Yeah, no.
First time.
Scooter and Terry both here from the band. The new CD, Year of the Spider, comes out tomorrow. That is May 13th. And then the 14th on Wednesday, they're going to be playing the Tower Records in Sherman Oaks. I'm guessing that's the one on Ventura Boulevard. You got to be. It's got to be that one.
I have no idea.
Well, anyway, it's Tower Records, Sherman Oaks, 3:30, and they're doing a free show and then an autograph signing. Also going out, what tour, Lollapalooza?
Yeah, we got Lollapalooza.
When does that start exactly?
I'm not sure. We had the second and third leg of it, though, so we're coming in after like 20 shows or something.
That is so confusing to me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Every time we have a band in here is playing Lollapalooza, they don't know when they start and when they finish.
Right.
Now, they're not sure where they're playing. They're like, it's hot. It's dusty.
We start there.
Fletcher from Pennywise tried to get me in a bear hug. That's all. That's all I know about Lollapalooza.
Then you peed on me.
Yeah, that's a good day.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cold can be found touring Lollapalooza this year. I don't know. I know it's one of those things when you're getting old when you start saying how fast stuff comes around, but are we really into the summer concert stuff already? This is it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, man. Yeah,
I'm
Pops.
Dying. I'm
Let's
dying.
Let's talk to the young people, Pops.
No, I'm dying. I mean, this is it. I'm amazed that April went by as fast as it did. I'm now going to start.
It's going by too quick this
year.
Months
go by like years.
I'm going to start dragging my feet.
Yeah. Is that because we're old?
Yeah, you know what it is? We're not getting high enough. I'm not getting high enough. You guys are baked all the time.
I think Cold's doing pretty good with that.
Yeah. When you get stoned, time passes more slowly. I really do believe that. Especially if you do it at work.
Yeah.
Because when you guys used to have regular jobs, you ever get stoned on the job?
Of course.
Yeah.
And if it's a job that you hate, I did it when I used to do construction. And, like, you'd get stoned at 6:45 in the morning, and you'd be looking, you'd go, like...
You're dead.
Yeah, and you'd, like, say, hey, Mike, when's lunch? And he'd like, it's 7:06, you idiot. We're still sitting down. We haven't started yet.
Just because you were hungry.
Is getting stoned and doing construction good? Not all.
Yeah,
no.
That's all right, man. I worked on a golf course, so I just rode around on a golf cart and
hit
balls.
Yeah, that's all right. That's good.
Oh, that's good,
it was okay.
Doing the we once... We hung sheetrock stone, and we went over all the outlets, all the can lights in the ceiling. We drywalled the room in record time, but then the electrician came in. He had to stick a screwdriver through where he thought all his boxes were. But we made good time, and we learned a valuable lesson. I only got stoned 8,000 times since then. That's the important part. I learned a lesson.
All right.
And where are we going here?
Line five.
Let's talk to Jenny, who's 18. Jenny?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi, I'm hooking up with this guy, and he wants to try 69, and I'm just a little insecure about putting my butt in someone's face, and I want to try it, but I don't know, I'm just kind of scared.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's, I guess it matters. Let's see.
I'm confused at what stage in the relationship we're in here.
They're in the 68 stage, and they're looking.
Looking at 69?
They're staring 69 square in the eye.
Hooking up is usually something that happens and then doesn't happen again. You mean you're sort of starting to date this guy?
Well, we're not, like, boyfriend and girlfriend because I'm going to college, and he's a junior.
I see. So you're kind of hanging out.
Yeah, but we're
hanging out.
Exclusive, so.
All right, and you're exclusive, and you've had oral sex before?
Yes.
With each one to each one?
Yeah.
He's just never done it at the same time.
Right, and I don't understand really why he wants to try it, because, I mean... Because
guys have a list. Would you agree, Anna?
Yep. This is, ironically, 69's number 28 on his list.
Okay.
It's funny when the numbers do that.
Yes.
But here's the thing, too. I was trying to figure this out. Maybe we'll take a little informal poll tonight. But in the 69 position, it doesn't really designate who's on top.
Right.
Per se. But don't you think the woman is on top the lion's share of the time in the 69 position? Because if the guy's getting BJ,
right.
he's normally on his back,
right?
And women are a little more maneuverable and a little lighter, hopefully. Hasn't always been
my experience. Guys are too clumsy to be on top in that kind of position, I think, you know?
Yeah, he'd like
to feel insecure.
He could blow off a fart and poke a hole in the back of her neck. Then he's got to run, pulling his pants up. Wipe the place down.
Are you guys not having sex? Is that the goal here?
Yeah, we're not.
So you want to see that he wants to do this because he just wants to do everything else. Since you've decided you've put a certain line in the sand here, he's got to do everything else up to that point.
Why? I don't understand why he's talking about it, though. Isn't this the kind of thing where you just maneuver?
They both have to be unclothed. Then see this.
All right.
He was just saying that, like, he feels bad if I'm, like, spending a lot of time on him.
Right.
That he wants me to feel good also.
He feels bad.
He's lying.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Oh.
All right. Jenny, you're fine. Do whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay.
And since 69 is so 85, maybe 88, people don't 69 anymore, do they?
I don't know. Try 72.
Again, they're trying to preserve their technical virginity, which I love that. And technically, we're virgins. He's going to come up with anal sex next. I know it. He's looking for ways around it.
Yeah, I mean, if you walked in on your daughter with a guy, you'd rather have him just screwing than 69ing, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Bad thought. especially nine.
Scooter, you have a daughter?
Well, yeah, she's 9.
I know you have a daughter because, guys feel
visceral. It's like,
You know what it is? Like when a woman and a guy are sitting around and you hear some story where a guy fell off a scaffolding and a piece of rebar went through his sack.
Guys are laughing.
Guys are grabbing their nuts because they have them.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Women are sort of like, youch, but guys feel it.
Yes, yes.
And when you talk to a guy about a girl who doesn't have a daughter, he's laughing.
Right.
But when he has a daughter, he feels
it. You can see it by the look on my face.
He's grabbing his nuts.
Yep. He's grabbing his nuts.
It shows.
Kathy?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. They're not going to be 69ing.
Okay.
They're going to be having sex.
All right. That sucks.
You're 19. What's up, Kathy?
Well, I was talking with my boyfriend today, and he approached me with some news, and he said, I was peeing last night, and I felt some burning, and he's like, do you have anything?
Mm.
And I know I don't.
How do you know you don't?
I've never gotten tested, but every time I've had sex, I've used a condom, so, I mean... And I'm on birth control, and I've been real careful about all that stuff. And
every
I know.
Time you used a condom. Yeah. And it never broke or anything?
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Oh, I've there you go. Careful. Well, that's it.
And I've been real careful about it.
But,
you know?
But you've had a condom where it's broken.
Yeah.
So that's it. Mean, that's how you get exposed.
Yeah, but she's been careful.
Yeah.
Would you go to the coin-op car wash or something after the condom broke? And what'd you do after that?
If the guy had something when the condom broke, that's it. You got it. And that's unfortunately what condoms are not 100% effective.
Well, how do we know she gave him something?
Well, because he wouldn't have come to her if he thought
been
he
screwing
was,
around.
Yeah,
but it's an interesting strategy.
What if he didn't know he had something?
Well, we've been having.
Well, he said he was burning.
Yeah, he said it burned. And what do you got? And the reality is, though, Kathy, guys can get things that are not explicitly sexually transmitted. They get something called non-gonococcal urethritis that you don't have to have given them. However. As a safety feature, people would normally treat you because the presumption is you got something going on.
Right.
All right.
Well,
we know you have the potential of being exposed because you've had a condom break.
Well, wait a minute. Has this guy had other partners?
No, we've been exclusive for about 2 months, and we've had sex a lot. And I mean, this is the first time he said something.
Hold on. Has this guy had
in his life
had other partners
in his life?
Oh, in his life, yeah.
Okay.
He's a guy.
I don't mean tonight. I mean, he's had other partners, right?
Yeah.
All right, just say yes then. No, you didn't. You say, all right. I can't stand the people that call this show. They ask 3 times if the guy's had other partners. Well, maybe he got something from someone else.
Exactly.
Except guys don't hang around with it for a while. Guys get symptoms right away.
Tested, do you think?
Yeah, why not?
He definitely needs to be tested, and you need to be treated with whatever he gets treated with.
All right. Well, that's good times. Is burning urine always a venereal disease?
No, as I said, it's sometimes just a non-specific urethritis, which can be other bacteria than typical STDs.
Well, let's take another call and then we'll hear a song from Cold.
You want to take something about Cold?
No.
No.
I mean, sure I do, but we'll play the song, I think, and then we'll take a Cold call.
Yes.
That's right. Chuck?
Yeah.
You're 14?
No, I'm 24.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
See that? Just 8,000 more times with the pie. Go ahead there, buddy.
Hey, man, I was trying to find out. I've been going with this girl for about 3 years, and in the past 6 months, she started getting, like, extremely rough sex, and that's, like, the only way she prefers to have it.
Yeah.
And after listening to you guys for a while, we came to question, asked whether she'd been molested when she was younger, and she said yes. And now I just feel like it's turned into, I feel like I'm molesting her.
Well, that's basically what she needs, is she reenacts that. And that we don't know why people do that. One of the theories is that they sort of have sort of pruned or burned out the arousal system.
Well,
in the brain.
You misunderstand. Chuck wants to be raping her.
Oh,
he's
disappointed
he's only molesting.
I see.
Like to step it up a little
bit. Well, okay.
I feel you, Chuck.
Well, it's gotten to the part where she likes to be choked out, and I've gotten like scared where her eyes have rolled back in her head, and she's like, you know, she's out of it, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? And I just kind of back off the situation, and I'm like, well, maybe this is not quite what I was looking for. And she's happy as pie, going ready for some more.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so she's a little nutty. She got any help, Chuck?
No.
No.
No, she never has.
Well, that would be a good thing. Are you in a long-term situation with her of some type?
3 years.
3 years.
That's weird, though. They've been going out three years, and she just started doing this 6 months, 3 months ago.
Well,
it's kind of strange.
That's kind of what fetishes...
It's always been a little.
Yeah, fetishes kind of build up. People are usually ashamed of their fetishes, and they sort of slowly bring them up. And they feel more and more comfortable with them.
Are you having any kids?
Yeah, she has two, and I have one.
Fantastic.
But not with each other?
No. I have a 7-year-old, and she has a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Oh, geez.
Wow. So that's pretty old kids. Okay, so what do you want to do? You want to stay with her?
Yeah, I want to stay with her, but should I be asking her? Maybe she needs to get in some counseling, because I feel like I need to be in counseling.
Yeah, well, if she... Chuck sounds like he's about ready to break out in a novelty song any second now. Like one of those 70s Dr. Demento songs.
Yeah, yeah.
She's supposed to be in counseling, but I think I'm in counseling, and that's why I got the counseling blues. Like something, just ready for something to pop on it. Like a couple of guitar chords.
Right.
All right, hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
She does need counseling if she was molested growing up. And she's going to whack her kids out a little bit with that energy.
Yeah, but that's already been done, so to speak. But listen,
yeah, okay.
Should I not be trying to have that type of sex with her?
All right, here's the deal.
Okay.
Is your relationship stable?
Pretty much.
Is she carrying on a productive life?
Yeah, she goes to school, has a job.
All right, hold on. Is she addicted to anything?
No.
Is she act out sexually in any other way?
You mean like cheating or other things?
Right,
like that?
Right.
No, well, all right.
And here's the deal.
Sexual.
Right, just with
bisexual.
You. She's bisexual. Is she acting out on other women?
We've had women in our relationship before.
So the threesome. And yet your relationship survives it.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Chuck.
I kind of cut it back because it was getting a little too much.
Yeah.
Getting
weird. I know. That was it like for me in high school.
Too many threesomes.
I couldn't focus on my studies.
Tough, yeah. Stuff, yeah.
Threesomes. Try fivesomes. Come on. I was trying to focus.
You
had to reel it in a little bit.
You
ladies,
girls,
please.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, if things are in sort of a stable, what's called a homeostasis,
yeah.
It's okay. You can just kind of go on and try to curtail the fetish.
All right. You know what this is like? This is like one of those bones that never got set right, but it healed hard enough so the guy can still jog.
That's
and it's
right.
Like the doctor doesn't want to re-break it
That's
and screw
right.
with it. So
That's
it's like,
right.
let him just walk with a limp. He gets around pretty good.
Look, and he seems like a good guy. And she's with him and stays with him. That speaks volumes about her capacity for some stability.
Yeah.
He's not a screwball. He's not acting out. He's not encouraging all this stuff.
But now what happens when he reels it in the bedroom? He stops with the rough trade.
Not stop it, but contain it. If he can just sort of keep some sort of... Again, she seems to tolerate a certain amount of homeostasis. If they just reach a balance with it, then, he's obviously gone too far into it. It's not okay to do dangerous things. Pull back, see if she's still okay.
Those kids. Crazy mama.
I know.
Hey, but good times, all right, fellas?
Yeah.
We're here. We're doing
all that pathology has been transmitted
it's
already.
That's all that matters. We're going to hear a song from Cold, then we'll hear a question to Cold. This one's off the new CD. Anderson, you queued up there? Yep. This is off Year of the Spider, and this is Stupid Girl.
Whoa!
buddy. Cold. You're the Spider, name of the CD. That comes out tomorrow. Scooter and Terry both here from the band.
Yes.
In between hearing Stupid Girl, I heard Stupid Drew complaining about his surgery.
Not complaining about the surgery, complaining about my recovery.
Lightweight. Can't handle the opiates, Drew.
No.
Started spinning.
Sounds pretty gnarly what he went through, though.
I can't stand the opiates.
That's pretty bad.
I feel for you.
Thank you.
I find, you know, the problem is you gotta break through with them. You can't hang in between. Let me tell you about the opiates, Drew. Okay, it's like the ocean. You want to be either in the sand or you want to be out past the waves. You take enough to get the water up to about your neck and get pummeled.
I see.
You got to pop another one and make it out to the buoy.
This is all my friend said in college. It was in terms of smoking pots.
You got to push through the surf out into the tranquil sea out there. You know what I'm saying, baby?
I hear you. I'm going to go home and try it.
Or just stay on the beach. But you can't hang in
between. Well, I tried to stay on the beach.
Yeah, don't stay on the beach.
No, don't stay on the beach.
That was bad.
Got to get out to the buoy.
Yeah.
Pain got so bad, I started having, like, passive suicidal thoughts.
Really?
It got horrible.
Wow. You gotta get some booze in you, too, in a situation like that.
Yeah, did you ever try that? Do some booze and the pills? That's got to work.
Well, Adam's been coaching me on that for a long time.
All right.
The booze is like an activator. It's a catalyst. Yeah. You know what I mean? It activates the active ingredient in the pill.
Yes, I see. Brings it into, yeah.
That's, mm-hmm. yeah.
Brings mm-hmm. it to life, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like water to sea monkeys. Other than that, they're just like dried, powdery seed things. You got to add that. That water is the booze. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, good times. Sea monkeys. Yeah, yeah.
Mary?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of another ocean reference, Mary. Do you have any?
An ocean reference?
Yeah. It's okay. What's your question?
Sorry, my question is for Scooter.
Hi.
You don't expect to call it a follow along here, do you?
Scooter?
Go ahead.
I have a question about, I wanted to know what motivated you to get into music and singing?
Ever since I was a little kid, when I was 5 years old, my next door neighbor had bought us a piano, a little stand-up piano.
Uh-huh.
And I started playing, my mom used to watch soaps all the time while she was cleaning the house and stuff, and I started playing soap opera music.
Oh, wow.
And that's pretty much it. The piano, I guess, started me on music, and I loved it so much.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I'm like a really big fan of your band.
Well, cool. Thank you very much.
Yes. And I really love you.
All right.
Ooh.
All right, baby doll.
Sorry.
It's pretty hardcore, that piano soap opera story, huh?
You know?
That is.
It's punk, yeah.
Stuff. Sometimes you think guys just make that up. Their publicist whips that kind of stuff up, so they think the band's harder core than they are.
Right. Yeah.
All right, Mary.
Hey, can I tell him one more thing?
No. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Scooter, I'm going to be there on Wednesday at the Tower Records, so I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Us too.
Yeah.
All right.
Ask him to play the Young and the Restless theme.
I might.
No. There's a World Turns. I think I like that one better.
Yeah, I don't even remember the names of those.
All right, Mary.
All right, bye.
Hey, good times. All right, Cold is in studio tonight. We'll take a little break. We'll hear something else off the CD in the next hour. Drew has made his way back into the studio like MacArthur returning to the Philippines. He had a mission. A lot of guys wouldn't have gotten out of bed. A lot of guys wouldn't have come here tonight.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. That is for sure.
A lot of guys, but not
true. Scrotal funk.
Not true. Whoa.
Scrotal funk?
Yeah.
I got that going on.
Okay. Easy now, buddy.
It's not so much the funk as the swelling.
Are you hopped up on anything?
No.
That's what I was about to say. Are you loose right now?
No, I'm rested. I've been lying
You're on the beach. You're on the beach.
I'm on the beach.
We got to get out to the buoy. We got to get out to the trunk of the car so we can get the stuff to get us out to the buoy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the first buoy sound effect we've ever had. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Third Eye Blind's in here tomorrow, and then Linkin Park is in here on Wednesday night. Cold's here tonight. Scooter and Terry both here from the band. You're the Spider. Name of the CD. Drew back. Drew is back. He's in some pain. But he made it out.
But I'm maintaining.
He didn't have a good experience, really, with the surgery.
I had a great experience with the surgery. The recovery was...
difficult.
If I had known, I would have delayed it another 10 years.
Well, you couldn't have.
I would have found a way.
Really? But now it's behind you, almost.
Thank God.
Right?
Yeah. I can't believe how much better I feel than 48 hours ago.
Drew laid up in bed, shaking like a leaf on a tree. Bad shape.
Bad times.
But he's all right. You're feeling better now.
I feel remarkable.
All right there, Ben. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Now, when can you do stuff like lift things and stuff like that?
Really in like about another week to 10 days.
Week to 10 days.
Yeah. I can't quite straighten up.
I just brought a big screen TV.
It'll help you take it up?
Well, I can't take it up alone. I got some stairs. We'll work it out. You'll be fine.
Friday.
Do it Thursday. Thursday's fine.
Yeah, okay. Hey, buddy.
Drew, just get a note from yourself. Hey, write yourself a note.
My biggest problem is you're going to make me laugh. That's very painful.
True. Now, why would that would happen after all these years of you not laughing?
It's like, but it's a chance, you know?
Hey, if I bust a fart, you guys better duck, because staples are going to be flying your way. Because Drew loves a good fart. That's the only thing that makes him laugh. Christy?
Hi. How you guys doing tonight?
What's happening?
Nothing.
You sound that again? Hot. Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, jeez.
I just had a couple questions about genital warts.
Yeah.
And it's really stupid. I was with this guy for like 2.5 years, and he was the first guy that I was ever with, and I was the first girl he ever had sex with. But he's done stuff with other girls, and like he's never had sex with like another girl, but just like everything but sex.
Yeah.
And so like we were using condoms when we first started going out, but then I stopped using condoms and I went on birth control because I figured since we were both virgins, we were both clean.
Fair enough.
And so like a couple months after I went on birth control, he had this like weird breakout on his penis. It looked like a zit, sort of.
Hold on, he had a breakout on his penis,
like a zit, sort of.
All right. Can you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so he had a zit on his penis, just one single, a single zit.
It was just one. It was just a single, and it was on the tip.
The tip.
So we both.
Hold on. That's the head of the penis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, did a pus come out of? Did it break?
No, it was just red.
Okay.
And so we both went to get an STD check.
Right.
And I guess I had bumps all over me, and they didn't know what it was. She's like, well, maybe it's warts, but I don't think it is.
Okay.
So, and then I got a test result back, and it said that it wasn't, and it said I was fine, and he came back negative. So then, and then we ended up breaking up, and then I got with another guy, and I was going to go on birth control again. So I went and got another checkup.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I have genital warts.
Okay, well, this new guy gave you warts.
Is that it?
The new guy was a virgin. I have this thing with virgins. I'm like the defiler.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like that. And okay, so we're trying to figure out what this guy had. All right, let's get back to this guy and his the tip of his penis.
Was nothing.
Guys don't get warts on the head of their penis, do they?
They can, but warts are not red. They don't look like zits.
Yeah, but she got bumps too. She said
she had bumps, but they were just normal. They were just probably sebaceous glands or something. Yeah. They were not warts because you were testing. You were negative. New guy comes to town, you got warts. There's only one conclusion, and that's...
No, I wasn't. I hadn't had sex with him yet.
Oh.
All right.
It was like I wanted to go on birth control before I had sex with him. And
okay.
So I only had sex with this one guy.
Okay, so maybe she got warts from the last guy, and maybe it didn't have anything to do with this bump on the end of his penis.
It does not have anything to do with the bump on the end of his penis. I would suspect maybe it had more to do with the breakup. When people are breaking up, sometimes people
step out,
and there you go. And that's how you get it.
Mm.
So there you go.
I was like wondering, how can you get an STD without even having sex?
Well, look, here's
the
kind of skill.
Well, you had infection.
You had sex with the other guy, right?
No, he never had sex with her. He just did like...
No, you... All right, listen, I'm look.
You have him. That's fine. You get him treated. They probably will go away about 3 to 5 years. It does increase your risk of cervical cancer. If you have the kind of virus that sticks around longer than those few years, then it's definitely the ones that are associated with cervical cancer, and you got to be very careful with regular screening.
And also, here's how it works. There are guys who can have, and girls who can have sex with 1,000 partners and never get anything, and then there's people who get something the first time they don't use a condom. I don't know why that is. I don't know why the careful people seem to get punished in life oftentimes, but that's just the way it is. And Chrissy sounds like one of those people.
Yep.
Perhaps God was punishing her for dragging out the last syllable in every sentence.
There could be it.
That and defiling, being the defiler.
The defiler,
that's
yeah.
Right. She's a defiler.
Yeah. He was going to let her slide until she got that silky windbreaker made up.
Right.
And then he said, that's it. I'm putting my sandal down.
Started driving a funny car with defiler on it.
Defiler on the side. Brandon?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
I've been going out with this girl for almost two years now.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we have sex, I have my orgasms normally, and she has never had an orgasm ever.
All right.
How old is she again?
19.
All right.
And do you have oral sex with her?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
But no orgasm?
None whatsoever.
All right. You got to write a book on your technique, buddy, so we know what not to do. I'll read that book and not do it.
I don't think it's me. It's just like when she gets close to it, like you can tell when she gets close to it because she starts shaking.
Right.
But then she's like tells me to stop and.
Yeah. She doesn't want to lose control.
Yeah.
That always means they're a little bit nutty. That's issues with daddy.
Well, that and maybe she's afraid she's going to urinate. There are all kinds of funny fears people get that make them hold back. But
does she have issues, you think?
No, we don't have issues at all.
No. You don't, but does she? Would she like her dad?
No, she's not like her dad at all.
No, does she like him?
Does she like her dad?
Yes.
Yes, she does.
She does. They get along?
They get along very well.
All right.
Her parents are divorced, so she lives with her dad, so.
All right.
Where's her mom?
Her mom lives just down the road.
Why does she live with her dad?
She got in a verbal consult with her mom like a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they just haven't talked for a while.
Verbal consult.
All right. I speak fluent stone teenage gibberish. I know what he means. I always know what everyone means on this show. It's more the tone. I just listen to the tone.
I'm just really tired. I've been working all day.
All right. Okay. Well, she is not willing or can't let herself go to have that. Women have this.
Or maybe, especially young women.
She's 19.
Right.
Right.
That's really young for that.
Extremely common.
She can't let herself go and relax.
And if you start pushing, it'll really screw her up.
Yeah.
It's really the equivalent to sort of, guys are used to being sort of yelled at, like one more push-up kind of thing, one more chin-up. That you can do. But if someone's trying to play the piano and you're screaming at them, that doesn't work.
Sorry.
And this is more playing the piano for a woman than it is doing one more push-up. And guys go into overtime. I mean, they start working overtime, and it freaks the chick out because they feel the guy's sense of urgency, and they're calling radio shows wanting to know what's wrong.
That's going to be a bigger problem probably.
Yeah, just relax with it.
Many women under 22 do not or cannot have orgasm no matter how they try.
Yeah.
Most women over 25 only have it with oral sex.
No kidding.
So there you go.
What was the big man's plan with that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a kind of a strange arrangement.
It is, because if you look at it just sort of biblically, the Bible's not much into oral. It doesn't talk that much about oral. Yet, why would you create a being that 90% of them can only have the orgasm via the oral? I mean,
because there wouldn't be such a compulsion to have sex then, and they wouldn't be as likely to get infections and have pregnancies that kill
children. True. Maybe you're right. That's interesting.
They still have sexual relationship, but maybe not have the intercourse. So with such the way, if they were all like men, species would not survive.
All right.
Right?
Well, we'd all be butt-effing each other. Is that what you're saying, Drew?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay, that's disgusting. Yeah. I don't know why we wanted to go there. I mean, if it was everyone was a dude and we'd be... Where would the baby come out? I didn't want to go there, Drew. That's got to be Vicodin talking.
Yeah, it is.
Jen?
It has to be.
Yeah. Jen, you're 16.
Hello?
What's up?
Hi, I had unprotected sex.
All right.
And I was wondering how I could get a hold of the morning after pill.
You called Planned Parenthood?
No, I didn't, but I went online.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that you could buy it online, and then, like, in 8 hours, that it will be at the pharmacy.
Okay.
But you have to buy it with a credit card.
Right.
And obviously, I'm not old enough to have a credit card.
Mm-hmm. Give her your number.
There's another number, 1-888-NOT-NUMBER-2-LATE, 1-888-NOT-2-LATE, that tends to refer you to services nearby.
Okay.
That'd be the best thing. Or maybe you can...
But is there any way that...
Why don't you call whatever the pharmacy was that was going to get the emergency contraception delivered to.
Okay.
And sets them up with them.
I have another question that my boyfriend is over age, and is there any way that he could buy it with his credit card and pick it up?
You know, I was saying she could probably get like a cashier's check and send it to the people and take care of it like that instead of a credit card.
But by the time that happens,
we
got to race against the clock here.
Yeah, the sooner you do it, the better.
Yeah, your boyfriend could do it.
He can go. There's no. Men can buy it. It's no problem.
He can go, and I don't have to be there.
It's a great question.
I think a guy could buy this stuff.
I bet you would depend on the pharmacist, but I would bet you could do it. I would bet.
Okay.
All right, good times. All right, I got to get outraged for a second. Really? Do we have to? Here's the thing about 16-year-olds. 16-year-olds barely wipe their ass and pull their pants up in the morning. They can't be dealing with the credit cards and the pharmacies and the waiting periods and all this stuff. Do we have to make it that difficult for teenagers to get hold of something that can prevent an unwanted pregnancy that isn't
an abortion pill
that is safe, that is legal? Do we have to create all these hoops and hurdles for them to go through and cross and climb? I mean, why don't we just make this easy? What's the strategy? Do we have an overall strategy for this as a country?
That's my question. Do you want to help kids or not?
I'm going to make sure this 16-year-old whose condom broke has to wait it out and see if she's pregnant or not, so she can either have an abortion or try to raise the kid at 15 and a half.
Right.
Really? Instead of just take a combination of birth control pills that's perfectly safe, perfectly legal, there's no difficulties at all, just within a 3-day period, we got to make it as difficult as we can for them in that 72-hour period not to get hold of these pills? What is this? What are we doing here? Why is this only legal in certain parts? You know, why do you need a prescription in Wyoming, but you don't need one in
Oregon,
state of Washington?
Yeah.
Like, what the F is going on here?
Yeah.
Where are all the politicians with this? Wouldn't we just agree on this? It's safe. It's birth control.
It's a no-brainer.
It's just the birth control they've been taking anyway. It's just a little different combo. Yeah.
It's not even a different combo. It's the same thing, just a little higher. Just take an extra dose.
And all the retarded right-to-lifers. Oh, where are they on this one? It's going to do away with your precious abortion, everybody. Here's a chance to step up. Here's a chance to make... No, you come out against this. When is this religious fundamentalism going to be regarded as some sort of mental defect? When are we going to do this? I don't care if it's the Shiite Muslims or born-again Christians. When are we going to realize these people have a mental disorder and start treating them that way? Can't we be at least verbally abusive to these people? What's all the respect for? I was just screaming about this today with somebody. Guy, you know, he's down on his knees 5 times a day. He's facing Mecca. He's flogging himself on the back with a broom as he drags his bloody ass through the streets. Oh, we have great reference for this man. It's great respect. Great respect. Great respect. This guy's talking to the imaginary deity in the sky every 10 minutes, trying to figure out what his next move is. Was shooting abortion doctors. We have great respect. Great respect. These guys, people are nuts. What do we listen to them for? Why aren't we making fun of them?
No, not all right.
Clinton gets himself a BJ, and then he's got to go talk to his spiritual people about it. Please, why don't we just start laughing?
Yeah.
There's two groups. I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody in the room, but the born-agains that really believe it are just nuts. And then they're the ones who say they believe it, like your Clintons of the world. They really, really don't and deserve possibly even more abuse for not being insane and pretending like they're nuts. Why don't we do anything about this? How come that we're not making fun of all these people? What's with all the reverence? We make fun of every other screwed up group in this country. Why not these people? Somebody's into Wicca, we make fun of them immediately. You know, goth people we make fun of. We make fun of the guys with mullets. Where's the born again guys? Let's start making fun of these people. A good, steady diet of verbal abuse and ridicule would straighten this stuff out almost immediately. Everyone's got way too much respect for religion. Meanwhile, as an atheist, you get your ass kicked everywhere. All right, I'm taking a stand.
That was a good start, right there.
Thank you. I want this morning after pill legal, and I challenge all these pussy politicians to step up and take a stand for this. All right, that's good. That's good.
That's good. That is good.
You feel better?
Yeah. Cold is here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Third Eye Blind in here tomorrow night. And then Linkin Park in here the night after that. Wednesday night. Cold is in here tonight. You're the Spider, name of the CD, out tomorrow. Going to be in Sherman Oaks doing the record signing and in a concert, right?
Yeah, Wednesday, actually.
Wednesday,
we're
yeah.
We're doing that, but the record comes out tomorrow.
That's right. And they're doing it like human beings at 3:30 in the afternoon. None of that 12:01 BS.
Yeah. Right.
Nobody needs that.
Yeah, we're not down with that.
No.
No.
No. You play, while the sun is shining. Yeah, that's right. All right, so let's see. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew back from the surgeon's knife and not feeling well, but he's doing okay.
Medieval torture.
He's hanging in there.
Yeah.
Well, Drew.
Remember you giving me grief for being concerned about the procedure. Not pissed at you, too.
What? I was trying to put you at ease. I was trying to put you at ease.
Relax. No big deal. It's like, I don't know. I'm just worried about it. I don't know, something about it.
Trying to put you at ease.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, fretting's not going to help you. All right, so what was I going to say? No, 200 years ago, would this have just killed you? What would they have done?
They would have done nothing. I could have worn a truss or something. They probably had something like that back then. And the thing would have kept going down into my testes and would have incarcerated there, and then it would have killed me when the colon twists off on itself and the bowel twists.
100 years ago.
Same thing.
No surgery 100 years ago.
No.
Well, not with the laparoscopy or anything, but when it just splayed you open and done something?
100 years ago, no.
No?
Maybe 50 years ago.
A lot of stuff going on around the Civil War, a lot of experimenting going on.
Civil War, you know what the data was in the Civil War for abdominal gunshot wounds? 99% fatality for abdominal gunshot wounds, unless there was surgery. Then?
100%.
All
right.
So.
100%, really?
Yeah.
You know what I'm always interested in? You know, it's a weird thing. Like, some people, you see it in sports. You see it in these sports. I don't know, like boxing, you know. You see one guy seems to want it a little more. The other guy sort of gives up. And you see it, you do see it in sports where someone sort of gives up.
Yeah.
But you see it in life and death, too. Like, you hear about this guy who was hiking, gets his arm cut under a rock.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He cuts his own arm off with his pocket knife and walks 30 miles to town. Here's a guy who wanted to live, obviously.
And clearly had some genetic.
But then once in a while, like, you hear these stories about these, like, shipwrecks at sea, you know? And they say, like, well, guys were there and they were floating on a piece of driftwood and they hung on through the night, but they just let go. They just slipped away. Yeah. And I thought, wow, you just sort of, you've been in the water for 13 hours and you just go, F it. I'm going under. I'm going to Davy Jones' locker. Whereas another guy sawing his own arm off.
Yeah.
With a pocket knife.
Yeah.
It's a weird difference in people.
Yep.
I don't know if it's... I think it sort of transcends being a little competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just clearly some people are just more okay with passing on to the next...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the guy hacked his arm off was an atheist and thought...
This is it.
Yeah. It's worms or hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's a choice, right? Possibly both. All right. So let's talk to... Crystal, who's 19. Crystal?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I have a problem. My boyfriend has a problem with giving oral sex, and I was wondering how I could help him with that. He's right here, and he's getting embarrassed.
He's getting embarrassed.
Have you been drinking tonight?
Huh?
Have you been drinking tonight?
No, I haven't been drinking.
Okay. Did you sound loaded?
Did sound loaded about 10 seconds
ago. No, it's
because
I was trying to get the pillows off of his head. He's getting embarrassed here.
Okay. Well, oftentimes I'll mistake someone being drunk for trying to get pillows off their boyfriend's head.
Of course.
Same sound.
We can't see you.
Okay.
You're not high.
No.
Really?
They're counting on me. They said I got to be on something. I'm either drunk or high.
Yeah, nothing going on?
No.
All right, now what's the problem with the oral sex?
It's funny. People argue. You know, they're like, no, I'm sober. No, I'm not high. I'm not drunk. But it's like, you'd be better off if you were, because now this is how you are.
Right. You have a choice.
Better to save a little face and say I'm pretty loaded, yeah. All right, so, Crystal.
So what is your boyfriend's problem?
He feels uncomfortable. Like, I don't know how to help him with it. Like, he just feels uncomfortable with it and everything.
Should we maybe be talking to him?
I think we should. Put the phone up to the pillow.
Yeah.
Okay.
See if we can talk.
Put the phone up to the pillow.
They said they got...
What's his name?
Here.
What's his name, Chris? Uh-oh.
Right. Wrestling?
He's trying to hang the phone up.
Yeah, he is.
This is comedy. That's it. He got it.
Go.
He hung up. Well, he knew she was calling in.
Check and see if we got her back.
No, we didn't get her back. Maybe. We hung up. Okay, so maybe they're listening on the radio.
Go on.
You pansy!
Okay. I don't know what his technique is. I don't know. All he needs to do is listen to her.
He doesn't like it, though. He doesn't want to do it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, we got to figure out why he doesn't like it.
Well,
really? She just said he had a problem
with
doing it.
He's still good at it.
He's uncomfortable with it. He says uncomfortable, but
she just needs to talk to him about it.
If you read the screen here, he says he thinks it's yucky and this kind of stuff.
No, really?
One of those guys.
Yeah. Well, it might be.
There's no help.
Who knows?
They do vary.
Yeah.
They do vary quite a bit.
Could be a bad situation
unless
for him.
There's a problem with her.
That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah. Okay, so if he really doesn't want to do it, there's not a whole lot you can do, but you can move on.
Yeah, she holds all the cards. She can say, hey, do this or else.
Right. Yeah.
He'll figure it out.
All right. Let's, maybe he can work with the pillow, possibly even practicing on it or working through the pillow.
He certainly has a certain degree of skill and comfort with that pillow.
He likes the pillows.
Chris?
Hello.
You're 30?
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
What's up?
I got a question for Terry Balsamo.
Here he is. Up?
Terry.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to know what you think or who you think about when you think about Billy Idol, Orlando Arena, and flips off the stage at the edge.
Oh, man.
I don't even know
Chris
what that is.
Chris Casual.
Yes, sir.
I think of
What's
acid is what I think of.
You know Terry, do you, Chris?
I grew up with this guy.
Yep, I kind of grew up with him a little bit.
Chris is calling from Huntington Beach. Did you grow up in Huntington Beach?
He moves around all the time. Where are you at now?
Yeah, I'm in HB. Marge Simpson was just out here last year, and we went to Goody's wedding about 3 weeks ago.
Right on.
Marge Simpson?
I think it's Mark Simpson.
No, not Marge. Yeah, me and Marge, we hang out too.
It must be the acid.
Yeah, it must be a little of the acid. I got a little effects after.
Call me.
Call him, not on the air.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to give a shout out. I turned on the radio, and I couldn't believe I heard Terry and Scooter. I was like, holy cow, I thought I'd give you a surprise.
Hit me up, man. You got my number.
All right, Terry. Later.
Like,
hey, Adam.
What?
Hey, you're funny, dude. You're hilarious.
Thanks, buddy.
Whatever.
You can call me too now.
Yeah, whatever. Yep.
All right. Talk to Chris. I'll give you a jingle. Now, are you out? Are you from out here, Terry?
Nah, Jacksonville, Florida.
Wow.
Oh, okay. So so Chris was out in Jacksonville when you were growing up or something?
Yeah, he used to live there.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Whole band's from Florida, right?
Yeah.
And all like met in high school or something?
Yeah, we've been together for like 16 years. We all grew up in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we got to take ourselves a break. Time flies. Mm-hmm. Wow. Cold is here. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Terry and Scooter both here from Cold. Cold's going to be, You're the Spider, name of the CD. Cold's going to be playing in Sherman Oaks at Tower Records come Wednesday. CD is released tomorrow, Tuesday.
Yes.
And
don't download it.
It's funny. I was thinking about that. I was watching 2020, I think, on Friday because, I like to get a little reclining in on a Friday night. And they were doing this whole special report on downloading stuff off the internet and songs and all this. And John Stossel, the guy who was doing the story, was doing a sort of, give me a break. People do this. People share this. But I'm sort of normally fall on that in that category. But this is a product that, I mean, the music, the CD, it's a product that, A, cost a lot of money to make. Yeah. I mean, just to physically produce the stuff, record it, and engineer it, and mix it, and all that.
And all the money and marketing they put into the CD and everything.
Yeah, I think people sort of think that songs, because they're sort of in the air, in a way, must not be a product.
What if you had written something and somebody stole it offline and presented as their product at a college paper or something?
Totally.
People would freak out if that happened, you know?
Right. Right.
It's intellectual property. You got to reference it.
It's $17 or $19 or $12 if you go for the bargain bin, like I do, worth of something.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't care if it's nuts and bolts or it's an idea. Yeah. I mean, you tell people sit around Hollywood and write jokes and make a ton of money just coming up with funny ideas. It doesn't mean other people get to hear them for free or steal them and sell them. And to me, this is just like any other product that should not be given away for free. And I think if it was sort of physical, people would be outraged. I mean, if someone stole a case of CDs, well, that's grand larceny. But downloading it off the internet and not buying the CD is somehow much different. And I don't think it is that much different.
No, it's not.
Although the guy made a good point who was doing the story, which was, and it's kind of interesting, which was, you know, years ago, they didn't want the record industry didn't want the radio to play the songs because they thought, well, if they're playing these songs for free, who's going to go buy the record? And now, of course, they're feeding the program director big mounds of cocaine and hookers to get a couple extra spins a week. I know, so it's kind of interesting that way. And you would have thought that way, too, probably in 1933. You would have went, well, wait a minute. If they're playing our album on the radio, who's going to go buy them? Well, as it turns out, people do. And when VCR stuff, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here, but you know, when VCRs first came out, the industry was like, oh, no one's going to go see movies anymore. But now there's this big industry of, you know, things coming out on DVD and on VHS after there's a whole millions and billions of dollars made that way. Maybe somehow this will take a turn.
It might. Yeah, it might.
For the positive.
I mean, the records cost so much to put out, and like we were saying, with marketing and everything, that the bands really don't see any of that money from record sales. I mean, but we still need chart positions to, you know, keep our jobs.
Right.
You know what I mean? You have to have, like, a certain kind of position in the charts and stuff just to keep, you know, making music. And if you would like to kill rock and roll, then keep downloading.
Well, who do you think, and I have some ideas, although I've never thought about it before, but I would imagine that some acts or some genres are hurt more than others. Like, you know, if you have, let's say, country music probably isn't downloaded to the degree that edgier, newer stuff
is. I think rock music is probably the worst.
Yeah, because who's the audience who's spending the most time on the computer, sharing the most files, and downloading the most stuff? It's 14, 16, 18-year-olds, right?
And college music, students. Why not movies and TV shows and everything else, too?
What do you mean?
Why not download those things as well? I mean, those will be out there soon enough.
Well, I think there's a quality issue with those, and there's a time, and there's a strength as far as the computer
enough, though,
goes.
That'll be, you know.
Yeah. Well, what's your point, though, Drew?
Point is that we got to figure this out soon because it's going to be everything pretty soon. It's
well, people don't understand
it.
Is they're like, bands make money off their merchandise and playing shows, but like Scooter just said, in order for a company to put a band out there for you to hear about them, they have to spend millions of dollars on videos, marketing, and all this, and that's how the record companies get paid back their money is from the album sales. And if nobody's buying the records, how are you going to pay back the
record
company?
Then the bands get dropped, and then that's the last you ever heard of them.
Yeah. Well, I'm just coming out and saying that I think a lot of bands may be sort of quietly, they may be reluctant to come out and take a stand against this because it doesn't seem like a cool alternative angle. But I just look at it as a product that's being stolen, plain and simple. And anybody who has any kind of clear thought process would be against that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Tina, who's 21. Tina?
Hi.
What's up?
My husband's, I don't know. I just, like, lately I've been having these weird dreams about guys and me having sex with them. And it's like my husband's in them sometimes, but not always. And I just don't understand why I'm having them. I mean, I don't know. I just keep having them. And
I promise you he's having dreams about having sex with other women.
You think
but he's never in them.
But he's not wondering why. That is the difference between men and women, by the way. But I promise you he's having those kinds of dreams.
Well, that's right.
I'm sure he does because, you know.
Because that's normal.
Yeah.
Okay, so why do you consider it abnormal for you?
I don't know. It's just like I'm trying to be this, like, good girl, you know, because I have children now and trying to raise them right. And I don't.
Are you saying that you want to have sex with other men?
I don't think so. I mean, I tell him all the time how much I love him, and I love him a lot.
Why don't you just
shed tears when I tell him I love him?
Why don't you just enjoy these dreams, then? They're all right. They're not hurting anything.
Just a dream.
Just keeps fire going.
Yeah, they're fine.
What do you think?
Yeah, but wait a minute. Here's what I'm hearing. When everyone has dreams about everything, and no one pays it any never mind usually, but the fact that she's calling and saying what
it
means,
worried about it.
Means she her feelings are not as strong with her man as maybe they could be.
Well, I think she's having some daytime feelings about other men too.
Uh-huh. Tina?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, sort of.
All right, so that's what the truth is. It's that the dreams are really just a manifestation of what's going on in your head all day long. And that's why you're worried. So what's up?
Something wrong with the relationship?
Sort of. I mean, he's done a lot of stuff. I mean, we've been married for like 2 years, and he's like my first and everything. And, you know, I did everything with him first. So, but one time, I mean, he said he was going through this thing with this job or whatever, and he just like, you know, stops touching me, stops coming to me, and I'm like, what's wrong? What did I do? And he says nothing, and next thing you know, I find the condom wrapper in his pocket, so I'm like,
yeah, boy.
What happened, you know?
In his pocket?
Oh, yeah, he admitted to it, but
stupid.
You know,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stupid guy.
So there's some real deficiencies in this relationship.
So what do you say the condom wrapper was from?
He said it was from behind a dresser. He was at a...
That makes total...
Well, what do you mean the wrapper was from behind?
He said he picked it up and was going to put it in the trash and forgot.
Oh,
he's a good Samaritan.
Like cleaning or something.
Is he clean around the house?
No.
No.
Of course I knew him. You know,
so that's all. Your story's never... The story would hold together except for you've been stepping over the same pile of dirty clothes for the last week. You know, here's the whole thing when you tell a story, by the way, guys. It has to sort of fit your personality.
Or your behaviors, at least.
Yeah, it has to fit your behaviors. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Like, if she's yelling at you to take out the garbage every day for a week and raccoons are crawling through your kitchen, and then you say, I picked the condom wrapper off the back of Russ's dresser. I was going to hump it down to the stairs, make sure it was put away nice, but I just slipped it in my pocket and said, no, that ain't you. Tina?
Yeah.
All right, so you don't believe him.
No, and I asked him, and then all of a sudden he came out with, and he sort of bawled on the floor, like, you know, I'm really sorry. And
what did he do?
He cried because he got busted.
Right.
Basically, I guess.
What did he do?
He just kept apologizing.
No, I mean, what was he doing?
What had he done?
Oh, he had sex with a girl. He was drunk.
Yeah, no, I know. We know he had sex with a girl. He didn't put the condom on and beat off. we were asking what...
No, we do recommend that on this show frequently.
So I love this show. I keep asking, what did he do? What was it? Was this a hooker? Was this a chick he met somewhere?
He said it was his first.
His first hooker?
All right, hold on a second. What? Yeah. Tina's kid should be taken away. I mean, what the hell's going on with it? What's in her brain? It's like, we just keep trying to figure out what is going on. Is he having a relationship with another woman? It's like, she's not quite coming out with it. His first time he screwed around?
It was the first time. But basically, the reason why it's kind of looking all edgy is because I'm trying to keep some of this stuff kind of under wraps because I don't want him to know it's me on the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, it's too late now. He's done the rapper math.
Well, he doesn't really listen to this music. I only do. He's into rapping.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. So here's the question: Do you think he has stopped doing whatever he was doing?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm hoping so.
But all right, you don't really trust the guy.
Not really.
But you're committed because of your kids.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys need to get some treatment. You really do.
I tried. He doesn't want to go. He's embarrassed.
Well, look. You've got to take his ass in there.
That's something you can do before you get popped with the condom wrapper.
Yeah.
And then you got to pay the fiddler.
Yeah.
You're the fiddler. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. And how many kids do you have?
Three. Yeah.
All right. You're 21. Can you stop with the kids?
Well, the first time was twins. It wasn't really my fault.
All right. But what about the second? I mean, you got two kids at what, 19?
Well, the second one was because I was making up for... You know, I said I forgive him for what he did, and I made up, and we had sex like maybe once. I swear, it was like once.
Okay, but look, what's he do for a living?
I can't say.
Okay, but he's a cop or something, right?
Yeah, he's a cop. No, he's not a cop.
Okay, he does something he'd do with drugs or pagers.
No, he does something that's good, but if I say it, he might know exactly.
Okay, well, look, you keep an eye on this guy. Think about the kids. Focus on the kids. He's got to do some work. And don't get pregnant again.
You've
got
to do some marital therapy because you guys are drifting apart. You're thinking of options to help yourself feel better. They're going to further destroy this relationship. He's done nothing really to bring it back together. He is already his level of commitment and ability to stay in this relationship is really questionable. He's got to get more involved, and that treatment's the only way that's going to happen.
That's why she's thinking of other men.
Yeah, because he's not there emotionally, and he's not going to be there emotionally.
You know, and I'm going to start a line of clothing where I announce to the world that one out of every 50 that rolls off the line has a condom wrapper in the pocket. Guys would buy this and wear this stuff just because you always got an out.
Yeah.
It's a good plan.
It's great.
You're on
condom clothes. Yeah, maybe condom one every 25 has a condom in the
pockets.
Pocket.
Yeah, condom pockets.
It has a wrapper, and also a sell for teenagers has a roach.
Yes.
In the pocket too.
Well, it would have to have a unwrapped condom in it, right?
Right. Just the wrapper.
No, that's condom. Great.
Right. Yeah.
And a burnt up
burnt roach. Well, that's for the teens.
Yeah, yeah.
That's for the kids where the folks do,
we need
do
to
the laundry.
Any, do we need to have ecstasy or anything? No.
We're working on that. Yeah. Sure, don't give it away. I don't want someone to scoop me. Yeah, I'm working the ecstasy hands. Yeah. Yeah. I always love these guys who leave stuff. You know, they get the old lady or the parents do the laundry. They got a pocket full of drugs, condoms, whatever. And then they just throw all the crap at I love a bad criminal. David?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
Like I said, I had two questions. One of them, my wife doesn't want to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is I'm not lasting.
You're not lasting?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
I've been on for, it's going to be 2 years.
How's the relationship been going?
It's been good.
Why doesn't she want to have sex?
She just says that she doesn't want to.
Really?
That's it.
It's over fast enough. What's she worried about?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe one of the reasons it's going so fast is you've been so restricted in terms of access. You're not getting that much.
No. Just that sometimes we do last, and sometimes, most of the time, we just don't.
Who's we? You and your balls?
Me and my wife.
Oh, I see. Okay, let's see if they last. Okay, a couple things. When a woman just says, "Hey, listen, I don't want to have sex," and they're practically newleds, and telling you straight out,
yeah.
No, she's mad. She's angry.
Or something. Something's seriously wrong.
When we started the relationship, we were having sex pretty much every single day, 3-4 times a day.
Well, that's normal, but something is very, very wrong now. Is she on any medication?
No.
Does she just have a child or anything?
No.
She cheated on you?
I'm sorry?
She ever cheated on you?
No.
Have you cheated on her?
Nope.
How long has this been she's not having sex with you?
It's been almost about a year now.
And you don't ask for a little more explanation?
She just says that she doesn't want to. She's like, you know what? It's not you. I just don't feel like it.
Is it because he's not lasting?
You know what? She was sexually abused.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Something happened to her.
Yeah.
The not lasting part wouldn't screw with her libido like this, right. You know?
No, that completely on, then completely off, that sexual abuse.
All right. Yeah. She was sexually abused. What do you think, Dave?
I've known pretty much all her life story, and she's never told me anything about it.
Well, you're going to have to get a little more into it, because that's the only thing that sort of fits with this. Either the relationship is in serious trouble.
How's her family?
They're great. She's had a great family. You know, her parents are divorced, but they're like friends and everything.
There. All right. She likes her dad, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I think you're gonna have to explain to her that she's gonna have to either come clean and tell you what's going on in her mind or get herself a medical evaluation.
Yeah, because this is not normal at all.
Mm-hmm. And David, you gotta kinda stand up for yourself a little bit here.
That's
what I was saying. He sounds a little scared, doesn't he?
Yeah, why the hesitation, David?
Not at all.
I don't know.
Never met a guy that lets things drift on for a year without knowing exactly what the hell's going on.
Right.
David, do you feel ashamed because you feel inadequate sexually and that's why you're not pushing the subject?
Yes, I do sometimes.
Okay. Well, you put that aside for now because that's sort of a separate issue.
It's a non-issue. Non-issue.
Well, it'll become one once you guys start humping again.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, you got to figure out what is up with her.
Well, the thing is, we will have sex, but sometimes she'll do it even without wanting to. She'll just do it just because I want.
I thought you said you had had sex in a year.
No, we haven't really had sex for that year. We'll do it sometimes, like I said, but only because I want to.
Yeah, that still counts as having sex, though. Mm-hmm.
How often are you doing that?
Four times a week.
Let's say we'll do it once a week. Sometimes 2 weeks for the...
Oh, my God.
All right, so the guy is having some consistent sex.
She's just not into it.
She's not into the guy.
She
now she wasn't molested.
Now
we're taking another turn
now
here.
Now it's completely different. Now it's
she's not into David.
Yeah, she's not into David.
Uh-oh. She may be...
Whatever.
She could be coasting to an end here.
I don't know. Something.
All right, hold on. David.
Yes.
You guys been together, married for a couple of years?
Yeah, we're going to be married for 2 years.
And you've been together for how long?
For 4 years.
4 years you've known her.
Yes.
Does she ever talk about wanting to end the relationship?
No.
And you don't have any kids?
No, no kids.
Does she not want kids?
Not right now. We want to finish our careers. We want to finish up school, and then we'll have kids.
Uh-huh. What's her career?
We're both going to school right now. We haven't decided.
Okay. With junior college?
Uh-huh.
Oh, please, David. You're not going to decide for another 30 years at that junior college.
No, no.
You're going to Valley, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Where are you going?
ITT Tech.
Okay. Well, that's not junior college. You're learning how to fix computers or something, right?
Computer programming.
She's going to a junior college.
Uh-huh.
All right, so she's mentally defective. We've established that.
Oh, no, she's very smart.
Okay, David, you got to have a real talk with her, and you got to basically tell her, look, if you're not into this relationship or not into me, I got to find out about this because I'm young. We don't have any kids yet. We got to work this out. But you got to step up.
Yeah, the quick to orgasm thing, there's many, many ways to work around that, and most women... It's not that big a deal, though.
David, you give her oral sex?
She doesn't really like oral sex.
Something's
information being left out.
Yeah.
You got to talk to her, David.
You got to find out what's going on here. Don't just let it ride.
The thing is, I've tried talking to her, but she's like, you know what? I just don't feel like it.
Yeah, well,
that's not
a non-answer. That's not acceptable. There is a reason, and she needs to explore that with you. And if not, she needs a medical evaluation, as Adam said.
Or she could be with someone else.
Whatever, it's something.
If she is with somebody else, though, would she make it this obvious, you know? Unless she was trying to send a message.
Maybe he just can't read them.
It's possible. Ashley?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
You got a question for the band?
Yeah, hey, Terry. Hey, Scooter. How you guys doing?
Hey, how are you? What's up?
I wanted to know if there is any particular song on You're the Spider that means something special to you guys. Like, I know, Scooter, your family has had some health problems, and I wanted to know if maybe they were, like, inspiration at all.
Well, yeah, I wrote a song called Cure My Tragedy for my sister. She was diagnosed with cancer last year, and I pretty much is... It's in her liver and in her brain, and it's kind of taking her over right now. And
melanoma.
It was actually, I'm not sure, Dr. Drew. I don't know, but
is she doing better? Or?
She actually was doing better, and they took her off the chemo for like 6 weeks to give her a break,
because
she had been on it for so long. And she has a really positive attitude, and I think that everything would be okay because you need that.
Didn't your sister or your girlfriend's mom have it too?
My ex-girlfriend actually had it too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it was pretty much cancer all around.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
What about you, Terry? What was your like favorite song on the new album?
I like it all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, you downloaded it.
See,
downloaded.
Yeah. Just buy it, you know.
Great.
I do. I couldn't wait.
We're gonna get everybody's
buy it also. Buy a couple of
those house.
I already have it pre-ordered.
You gonna buy the? You gonna buy the CD?
I already have it pre-ordered.
Perfect.
That's right. My girl.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right.
I don't mind.
Good. Thanks. Good. You do both. All right, Ashley.
Thank you.
Thanks for bumming everyone out. Right. Hope that computer blows up and deforms you, takes your face off. Right, Drew? That could happen, like a movie. You know what I like in the movies? I only figured out the computer like 4 months ago, but you know, like when guys would go on the computer, big skull and crossbones would come on there, and then a gate would open, and they'd go a little deep, and then all of a sudden a drawbridge would drop. Now I get nothing. Now I'm so disappointed. Like it just denied access. There's no big skull and crossbones or big slamming sound effects. It was like the beginning of Get Smart, you know, when you get locked out of some chat room or something.
Right.
Isn't that computer's very, the movie computers are much better.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
There you go. There's a movie computer. We're going to take a break. Cold is here, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Third Eye Blind in here tomorrow night. Then Linkin Park on Wednesday night. Cold in here tonight. Going to be in Sherman Oaks on Wednesday at 3:30 at the Tower Records playing a live show. CD comes out tomorrow, Year of the Spider. We got one more song to hear off that CD. I think we'll take one phone call and then we'll
fair enough
hear a cold song. Let's talk to Lily, who's 27. Lily?
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
I have a question. Okay, I'm 27. My boyfriend and I have been with each other for like 4 years, but he likes to watch a lot of porn, and I don't know if it's normal. Like, every single time we have sex, like, he wants to throw porn on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Adam, is that normal?
Seems
is it normal,
normal
to configure your own bedroom around a television that's carefully position to be seen from any angle in the bedroom?
I put my TV up in the ceiling on an angle. I've said this many times.
Remote controls distributed throughout the room.
Being in a hospital bed is good. The only part is you're sick. But if you could be at home and be like a hospital, you'd be in pretty good shape, you know?
Exactly.
And that's how I set it up.
Sick, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not sick.
Yeah,
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then
is that the only way you can
Adam
have
is working
sex
at a remote control. He can operate with his eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually want a probe I can jack that I can put in my forehead. Knows what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Fast forward.
Hey, Lily. So,
yeah.
So Scooter wants to know: is that the only way you can have sex?
No, that's not like the only way, but like I'd say about like 70% of the time, like when it's really good, that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like he's not connecting with you, not involved with you during the sexual act?
Well, he is. Like, I guess he gets more turned on, like, when I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he always, even when we're having sex, he's like, talk to me about you being with a girl, you know? And I'm like, why? And he always asks me, would you do that?
Oh, yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Like, is that, like, normal?
Do you have a child?
I think that's totally normal.
Do you have a child with you?
Yeah, she's, like, in the room. We have a little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't talk about this stuff around her, okay?
Oh, she's in her bed.
She's fine. She's 14. She's fine. She can't speak English.
Oh, my God.
She's in her bed, Drew. Come on. Hey, how old is the kid?
She's 3.
Yeah, I can hear 3.
Yeah. Huh? They can put two and two together at that point.
Yeah, like, back to my question. Like, is that normal, or am I just, like, overreacting?
You haven't told us what your reaction is yet.
Excuse me?
You haven't mentioned a reaction yet.
Like, I get, like, real, almost, like, I would say kind of, like, insecure. Like, is that what he needs? Like, you know, like, we always talk about it, and is it, like, he tells me, it's not that I want to be with the girls on TV. It just, like, turns me on to see you watch it.
Yeah. Well, look, here's the thing. Most guys, especially younger guys, they got a pretty good sexual motor going, and they'll do what they can do as long as you'll let them do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most guys would like to have a porn playing in that. I'd like to have porn playing at a funeral, really, to tell you the truth. I'd like to open the casket and just see an actual video monitor in there. But what I'm saying is we would like to have that. Now, we don't get to do that all the time because women complain and then we get cut off sexually and now we got to turn the TV off. But if you sort of go along with it, he'll keep going.
Here's an interesting thing.
I don't mind.
Well, if you don't mind, then why are you calling?
Because it's like once in a while it's okay, it's like exciting, but when it's like all the time, it just gets like boring, you know? That's
well,
like
women have a thing about that generally. Is it men, once they find their groove, you know, their sort of zone,
right,
that is their zone. They go for what they like. Once they find that spot, that's the spot. Women, it's got to be different on Tuesday and different all the time and changing and always, you know, they like a lot of change. Maybe lecture him about that, and he'll understand that a little more.
Well, and also, this is a guy you're going to have to contain a little bit. He can watch his porn once in a while. Maybe it's a little Saturday night fun, but it's not Tuesday night action.
And I would bet, you correct me if I'm wrong on this, guys, that what he really likes is seeing you turned on. And it doesn't, for whatever reason, he's not quite doing it for you, so he has to play the porn. He watches that happen to you, and that's what he likes.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
Well, that's what he says.
I know, but maybe if he was really focused on being enthusiastic about being with him,
mm-hmm,
he wouldn't be so apt to try to need the porn to get you going.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I think he'd like that even better. You might see the whole thing go away then.
All right. So show a little enthusiasm in there.
Yeah, just talk dirty to him and act like a porn star.
And where's, is this his kid?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. You guys going to get married?
Well, we're talking about that.
Mm. Okay.
Just maybe take off to Vegas or something.
All right.
That's Has he cheated on you?
No.
Oh, well, then it's all good.
All right. Easy with the kids, though.
Okay.
Enough.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thanks. All right. Good times. Good times. Well, I think we straightened that one out.
Do you agree with me about the enthusiasm thing?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, he may still want the porn once in a while, but really what he likes is her turned on.
Right.
And she doesn't, girls are turned on by it, too.
But she doesn't get turned on by him, so right. He has to find something. Oh, here, the porn will do it.
Right. All right. I always like to err on the side of porn, though,
of
by
course,
the way,
of course,
with
yes,
given a choice. Okay. All right, let's hear a song from Cold. You queued up there, Anderson? This one is called Suffocate.
Take every little word she said, throw it in her face. Would she even care? I still remember when she looked at me, a frown upon her face, trying to be sincere. I gathered all those little things she said, kept them close to me, trying to make this real. This cloud will always hover over me. I'm leaving you today, 'cause now I see.
Everybody, You're the Spider, name of the CD. Another good song from it. Out, well, it's out on the computer right now, let's be honest. No, it's coming out tomorrow. And here's the thing, we were talking about a little bit earlier about downloading and stuff, and hopefully, and I think some of this goes on as people get hold of some of the music via the computer, and they like it, and then they go out and buy the CD.
Yeah,
because you don't get the art, you don't get this sort of, you know, I mean, if you're into music, you're into collecting stuff and having a having a library of music or a collection of something, you got to get You got to get the physical package.
We keep a bonus DVD in there, you know, of the making of the record and everything. So you got to have those little things, and that's what everybody's doing now. So
that is
can't download the DVD.
Coming out tomorrow, and going to be at the Tower Records in Sherman Oaks at 3:30 on Wednesday. Let's talk to Gavin, who's 25. Gavin?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, I got a question for you about circumcision. I heard that doctors are not getting paid for it anymore. All they're getting is chips.
That's a joke.
That's it?
That's the joke? 37 minutes on hold for a bad old joke like that. And it's funny, too. We knew Gavin was full of crap. Like,
the way he answers.
You said one syllable and Drew shot me a look like, who's this jack off? All right, buddy. How's it going?
Who screened that call? Couldn't figure out what in the hell I was talking about for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
She's all, tits? I don't get it. Is that a question? Is that a question? I'm all, it's a joke. She goes, oh, Dr. Drew won't get any of it. I got to pass it through to him.
Well, look, then, to be fair to Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit. She doesn't laugh much at my jokes either. I mean, so join the club, buddy.
Well, in fact, she doesn't know their jokes, just like with Gavin.
All right. So,
hey, you guys kick ass. Have a good night.
All right there, Gavin.
Take care, buddy.
37 minutes on hold. All right, Drew, let's talk to Lauren, who's 17. Lauren?
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing. Every time my boyfriend and I have sex, well, not every time, but most of the time, his condom will come off and, like, either be still inside of me or somewhere.
What have you guys been doing when that happens?
What do you mean?
For contraception.
A condom?
Yeah, but it's off now. Does he ejaculate and then it falls off?
Oh, well, I don't know. We don't really notice it's off until the end. And the last time it actually got, like, pushed inside of me.
Right, so you may be pregnant, right?
I don't know.
Well, according to Lauren's logic, he wore the condom.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
it's got to stay on the whole time for you not to get pregnant. You've got to get some of those morning after pills and keep them around. Right? Every time that happens, that's a condom failure.
Why does it fall off, you reckon?
I don't know, and I ask him, and he gets really mad at me, like, thinking I'm saying his dick is small or something.
Is it?
I don't know. It's not that small.
Do you think he's not that small? Is he losing some of his tumescence? You think he's losing a little blood, going a little limp in there?
I don't know.
I bet he keeps going after he ejaculates, and then that sort of creates a lubrication that falls off. That's what happens, yeah.
Lauren?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, though, you would notice if his penis became less erect while you were having sex, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
No.
Does he keep going after he ejaculates, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know. He makes it seem like he hasn't.
Well,
he hasn't ejaculated yet.
Yeah.
Lauren, your vagina's attached to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it seems like she leaves her vagina in the den. This guy bangs a bejesus out of it. She's like out in the garage doing something. Comes back and checks. What happened? What with the condom? Oh, all right. Yeah, let me. We can get that out. Let me just get. I'll get some chopsticks from the kitchen. I think we'll fish that out. Hey, listen. I'm going camping with some buddies. Can I take the vagina? Okay, Lauren. If it's a communicate with the guy a little more.
I try, and he gets really mad.
Now listen, well, look, you could be pregnant right now, for God's sakes. You've got to know what you're dealing with here. And if he ejaculates, he must stop. He must hold the condom. When he pulls out, pull out.
Do that.
Change the condom. Wave it over his head.
Do
yeah.
that thing I do where I whip it around like I'm trying to slay a giant.
That's right.
And then just let it go right into the neighbor's
yard. He just
needs
to be more careful when he's pulling out.
Yeah, that might be the point. Whenever the point he loses it, you got to figure out what's happening and make an adjustment. And if he's still, you know, going on after he ejaculates and that, you know, slides off then, if he needs to find a smaller condom, he needs to do that. And you must get the morning after pill.
Okay.
And Lauren, him getting mad at you because you ask him questions about the condom is not acceptable.
No, then you don't have sex with him, and he'll get open. He'll want to converse very quickly. I promise.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's the matter? Is this guy an a-hole?
No, I don't know.
What? You don't like him? What's up? He scares you?
No.
How old is he?
He's 17.
Well, what's up? Why? You guys don't sound like you're getting along very well.
We really don't. I don't know.
Why do you have sex with this guy?
I don't know. He's my boyfriend.
Yeah, but
he's your first?
No.
No.
I'm his first.
He doesn't have to be your boyfriend if you don't get along with
He's
him.
He's copping quite a toot for someone who's nice enough to hold still for him to have sex for the first time. Go ahead and start. Lauren, you sound like you're kind of done with this guy. How long have you been together?
Almost a year.
Yeah, this is coasting to an end, isn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, what do you do? You ride it out another 6 months, you get pregnant, and then you break up?
I hope not.
It just doesn't sound like you're head over heels for this guy.
Well, I am. I really am. I don't know.
You
don't like having sex.
You don't like having sex.
But if I don't, he gets really mad. And besides that, he's really nice. Just sexual stuff.
Where he flies into a rage over you not having sex.
Not necessarily a nice guy.
Okay. He doesn't sound like the world's greatest guy, Lauren.
Well, he is, except for sexual stuff. I don't know.
What's important to you?
Okay. And why don't you want to have sex?
I don't know. I hate it. I don't know. He's always wants to touch me and do stuff. I don't know. I really don't like it.
Anything? Were you ever abused?
No, not really.
Not really. Adam, were you ever sexually abused?
No.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
Okay, so what something happened?
What?
Anything happened to you? What do you mean, not really?
I don't know.
Something happened. What's up? Dad?
Yeah, but...
Who did what?
I don't know. It was my adopted brother.
Wow.
Okay. All right. So that's pretty heavy. How long did that go on for?
Until I was in, like, fifth grade.
From an early age?
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be dealt with.
So your parents adopted this kid?
Yeah, I'm adopted, too.
And he's how much older than you?
The brother?
Yeah.
I'm 17 and he's 21. I don't know how to do that.
You've got to tell your parents and get some help for this, or at least go to school counseling.
They already know. I don't know. It didn't ever help. I don't even live with my parents, my mom anymore.
Why?
I live with my boyfriend's family. Like, they brought me in.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is messy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's really messy. That's why I didn't really want to say it. It's kind of complicated.
Okay, so Lauren, let me we got to go to break, but here's the deal. You need to not get pregnant.
I know.
You really need to get pregnant.
Get the morning out, or get on the pill. Get on something, you know, really a planned contraceptive, because the condom for you guys isn't working. Your boyfriend is not cooperating with proper use.
Number two, if you're tired of this guy and you don't want to have sex with him and it looks like it's come to the end of the road, fine. Don't be scared to break up.
Well, she loses her place to live.
Well, you got to start. Are you going to school?
Yeah.
All right, drop out of school.
No,
I mean, you got
to
find a job.
And everything too.
What kind? Junior college?
No.
Regular college?
Yeah.
How are you paying for that?
Financial aid, because I'm an independent student.
So go away. Go away to school.
Go far away to college.
I am.
Great. Right. There you go. There's your salvation. And talk to the mental health services there when you get there.
All right.
Get a therapist the entire time you're at college, please.
There you go. All right, go lesbian. Go lesbian. That's safe. That's safe. For society's sake. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. Scooter and Terry both here from Cold. You're the Spider, name of the CD. Tower Records, Sherman Oaks, 3:30, Wednesday. And let's get back to the phones and speak to Nikki, who's 23. Nikki?
Hey, what's up, Adam?
What's happening?
Not much.
Great.
This is where you talk.
Oh, yeah. I was just wondering if after a sex change operation, you can get an orgasm.
If you go from a male to female, I bet you'd have a...
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one you're going?
Yeah.
You're going male to female.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you have a better chance that way than going female to male.
Female to male, you could have orgasm problems. You pour in a bunch of testosterone, should make it easier now to have orgasm.
But you got a plumber. You got to hook up some plumbing there, right?
Yeah, and the clitoris enlarges and stuff.
Other way. Yeah. I'm going to be a girl.
Now, we understand.
Yeah. Well, you're going to try.
Yeah, I look like one, believe it.
You sound like one. That's, are you taking a lot of estrogen now?
Just the basic.
The basic. How long have you been on that?
Since, like, 17.
Since you were 17.
17. Yeah. You're allowed to begin that metamorphosis where you
they
change.
They had to wait till, I guess, 18, but, I was talking to them at 17.
Wow.
But who's them?
The doctor? I had to wait.
I see.
I guess.
I see. And so you knew as a male, you knew you were trapped inside your female trapped inside a male's body.
Yeah, and I look like a chick, though. Believe me, just trying to be a boy, I look like a girl. So.
I see. All right, so you're halfway home, and when does the actual operation take place?
Hopefully, like next year, I can save enough.
How much is it? About 50 grand?
I saw 15.
15?
Yeah.
I'll do it for 12.
And I'm sure they preserve some function. People wouldn't do this if the orgasm was taken away.
How do I get a butt, like a bigger butt? That's where I'm just straight up and down, pretty much.
You got a flat ass.
Probably there are people.
Pretty much.
They're implants for everything, I'm sure.
Well, look. Once you make the full change, who do you want to be with?
Men or women?
Men.
Men, okay.
You want to be with men?
Yeah.
Good.
Really?
I'll do some chicks, too. That'll be fun.
I see. Okay. And what happened? Were you abused or screwed up or something?
No.
Huh?
Good house bringing.
Really?
Yeah.
Did your mom take a lot of ether or something when she was delivering you?
We have a lot of girls in our family.
Yeah, the one thing that they found common amongst people with sex change operations is that they will usually get very strong messages from one of the parents that they wish the child had been another sex.
Uh-huh.
Is that true? Your dad or your mom say, I wish you'd been a girl?
Oh, no, they never said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of girls in the house.
Okay. All right. Well,
is there anything I could do for the butt, though?
Yes, they're implants.
Are they safe or what?
Well, listen, I just had an operation last week. I would do anything not to go through something like that again.
You don't want a butt. Listen, a lot of guys will tap a chick with a flat ass. Not a black guy. But white guys love that. Asians, too. You'll be fine there, Nikki. Yeah, good times. Get yourself a nice job working for the city. What do you do? What's going on? I don't know. I don't know. All right. Kay?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
I wanted to know, when are you going to put out a Best of Adam Carolla?
Never. Never.
Why not?
It would involve effort.
What about like Robin Williams and Murphy? They all put out best of their work.
Well, I'm not that pompous. We don't promote anything. No, I just actually somebody was funny because somebody asked me today, like, you guys got some kind of best of CD or Christmas CD or something?
Yeah.
We're meeting
with the management
anything.
On Wednesday. Maybe we should talk to them about that.
What about like best?
No, we're going there to get yelled at. Drew. We're not there to just discuss like best of CD. No, that's not going to work. That's an interesting strategy, though. He starts yelling at us, and we say, quickly, want to talk about the best of CD. A lot of buzz. Okay. No, I don't know. It's not my style.
You could record it and download it, send it out on the Internet. There you go.
Probably.
And then Adam will then have a real beef about intellectual property.
No, just go ahead. Do whatever you want.
Actually, he would like that, I think.
Here's the reality of this show. We don't have a website, or at least one that I'm aware of. We don't try to give things out. We don't sell things. We don't have T-shirts. Yeah. We don't have coffee mugs. We don't have windbreakers. We don't release any best of CDs. We try to get some coffee in here, and we get slapped with a bill for $28 every week because Drew and I had the temerity of wanting an actual 2% skim milk in the refrigerator once in a while. So there's nothing that goes on this show. It's running at about 12% capacity. That's the way I figure.
Well, it's running pretty well. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you, Kay. You can go ahead and tape the show and make your best of.
Yeah, then
yourself.
Send it out
to all your friends.
Yeah, I'll bootleg it.
Yeah, do whatever you want. You can. It's your property.
Take it. It's yours. Download it. It's all yours.
Hey, I have a simile.
Sell it and keep the money.
The Vicodin and the beach. You guys were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like when you're on the actual beach, it's not that bad. It's kind of sunny. It's nice.
All right, listen. Not going to make the best of it.
No.
We'll be back. Well, that's the show, everybody. I want to thank Terry and Scooter for coming in here from cold.
Thank you guys. Thank you.
Nice to meet you guys. Had a good time.
It's cool.
Year of the Spider, name of the CD, comes out tomorrow. Go out and get it. And then Wednesday, Sherman Oaks, 3:30 at the Tower Record. Third Eye Blind tomorrow night, Lincoln Park after that.
That'd be fun.
So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I have this thing with virgins. I'm like the defiler.
She's awesome.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.